Welcome to part 5 of our 6-part series on salvation, where we delve into the profound truths of God's redemptive plan for humanity as revealed in God's Word. Bible verse. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The sacrificial lamb. As we delve deeper into the theme of salvation, we focus on 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, which states, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. This verse highlights the substitutionary atonement of Christ and its transformative power in the lives of believers. Peter emphasizes that Jesus bore our sins in his body on the cross. This act of bearing our sins signifies the weight and penalty of sin being placed on Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53 verses 4-5 prophecies, surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This prophecy underscores the suffering and sacrifice of Jesus for our sins. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Dead to sins, alive to righteousness. John Calvin's commentary emphasizes the transformative power of Christ's sacrifice, enabling believers to live a new life of righteousness. Through his death, we are called to die to sin and live unto righteousness. This concept is echoed in Romans chapter 6 verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. The death of our sinful nature allows us to walk in the newness of life. Healing through his stripes. The phrase, by whose stripes ye were healed, signifies the spiritual healing that comes through Christ's suffering. This healing is not merely physical but encompasses the restoration of our relationship with God. Psalm chapter 103 verse 3 declares, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. This healing is comprehensive, addressing both our spiritual and physical needs. Embracing righteousness, the hope of salvation is available to all who seek it in the biblical manner. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 assures us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This promise highlights God's faithfulness in forgiving and cleansing us when we turn to him in repentance. Conclusion. In conclusion, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 highlights the profound sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, allowing us to die to sin and live unto righteousness. His suffering brings spiritual healing and restoration, transforming our lives. Let us embrace this truth, acknowledging our need for his sacrifice, and walk in the righteousness he provides.